10. The 10th precept. The principle of abstention from false views. Or wisdom. In relation to the importance of its subject matter, the length at which we shall be dealing with the 10th precept will mean that even less justice will be done to the principle of abstention from false views, or wisdom, than was done to the subject matter of the last two precepts. It will be possible to do little more, in fact, than indicate what is meant by false views and how they're to be abandoned. So for the purposes of this paper, that will be enough. The Pali term for which false views is the generally accepted rendering is mithyaditti, or mithyadassana. Sanskrit, mithyadrishti, mithyadarsana. Mithya means simply wrong or false, while ditti means view, belief, dogma, theory, especially false theory, groundless or especially false theory, groundless or unfounded opinion. Thus, mithyaditti or mithyadassana means in the first place a wrong or false view, in the sense of a wrong or false way of seeing things, and in the second place a wrong or false view as expressed more or less systematically in intellectual terms in the form of doctrine. What makes the view or the doctrine wrong or false is the fact that it is an expression, not to say a rationalization, of a mental state contaminated by covetousness and hatred, as well as by delusion, moha, the cognitive counterpart of covetousness. Only that view is samyak, Pali sama, or right, true, or perfect, which is the expression of a mental state uncontaminated by covetousness, hatred, and delusion. That is, which is the expression of an enlightened consciousness, which sees things as they really are, though it is not right simply in the sense of being the opposite of wrong or false view. Right view is also a non-view. It is a non-view in the sense that it is not held with the same pertinacity or the same conviction of its absolute rightness that false views are usually held. Such pertinacity and conviction are themselves unskillful mental states. But, as it were, provisionally and tentatively as a means to the attainment of enlightenment, and not as an end in itself. The Buddha indeed once declared, the Tathagata has no views. Though seeing things as they really are, he has a critical awareness of the impossibility of giving full and final expression to his vision in fixed conceptual terms. It is for this reason that, though he teaches the Dharma, he teaches it as a raft, that is, as something to be left behind once the other shore has been reached. In his teaching to Chunda, the silversmith, the Buddha enumerates some 4 or 5 false views of a very simple and basic kind. The corresponding right views, which are enumerated later in the sutta, form part of the passage quoted in connection with the canonical sources of the 10 precepts. Speaking of the one whose mind is defiled, the Buddha says, also he has wrong view, he is perverse in outlook, holding there is no gift, no offering, no sacrifice, there is no fruit or ripening of deeds, well done or ill done. The world is not, the world beyond is not. There is no mother, no father, no beings supernaturally born. There are no recluses and Brahmins in the world. There are no recluses and Brahmins in the world who have gone right, who fare rightly, men who by their own comprehension have realized this world and the world beyond, and thus declare. In other words, such a person holds, in effect, that actions do not have consequences, and that there is no difference, therefore, between skillful and unskillful actions, that there are no higher spiritual values, and no such thing as a distinctively human, morally based social order. That in the scale of existence, there are no living beings higher than sexually dimorphous man, as we at present know him, and no such thing as the spiritual life, and no possibility of anyone personally realizing the ultimate truth of things. These false views are simple and basic in the sense that they deny, in the crudest and bluntest fashion, the possibility of even the most rudimentary form of moral and spiritual life, and render the observance of the 10 precepts unnecessary. False views of a subtle and more sophisticated kind, which preclude the possibility of more advanced forms of spiritual life and experience by absolutizing rather than denying its more elementary forms, are to be found in the Brahmajala Sutta, the first of the 32 discourses of the Digha Nikaya. That the Brahmajala Sutta, or perfect net discourse, should be the first discourse of the Digha Nikaya, and thus the first discourse of the entire Tripitaka, is no less significant than that the book of Genesis should be the first book of the Bible. In this sutta, the Buddha enumerates and systematically analyzes a total of 64 false views, some of which are very subtle and sophisticated indeed. These views between them comprehend all possible false views, and are thus the perfect net in which all these recluses and Brahmins, that is, philosophers and theologians, who adhere to false views, are caught. Whether subtle and sophisticated, however, or simple and basic, all false views must be abandoned before enlightenment can be attained.